There's a lot of stuff Michael follows online. Then he tried Tostitos Scoops and Salsa and started following them in real life.
Spectacular, Lou. Spectacular. Now, as this year is just flying by, and here we are, the last opportunity, the last weekend to bring in Toys for Tots. And of course,
weekend-ish.
There you go.
And yes, and stay tuned and make sure you get on the Dark Room Men website to see their opening XFL concert at the Sovereign!
Throwing it down already.
Dark Room Men, official band of the XFL!
That would make sense. All right. Also, just a quick shout out to...
That's my shout out.
John Werkheiser, a.k.a. John Work and Playa, and, of course, the great Allentown Greg Potter, and you call him
Potter.
There you go. So, yes, they both contributed a nice check to the Toys for Tots effort. We have a picture of the toys that got us. Lou puts in a secret code. Make sure you find that.
Yes.
In that picture.
It's almost like Where's Waldo?
All right. Let's go back to our primary source of entertainment for this podcast. It's the Bears. Now, it's Bear.
Ah, yes.
It's Bear 100, Lou. And many people know that the original name was the Decatur Staleys. Did you know that, Lou?
Yes.
Okay. But did you know that the owner was A.E. Staley and he had a food starch company? Lou, the Bears' origin is within food starch.
Makes sense.
It does.
Dicka. He's a good big fan of starch, I imagine. Also, you needed something to wash down that pork chop, like a good double baked.
That's what they marinated in. Good food starch.
There you go.
All right. So.
All right.
They didn't move to Chicago, Lou, until 1921, after they founded it in 1919. They remained the Chicago Staleys for one season, but then they became the Bears because they played at Wrigley Field.
All right, and question of the week.
Wait a minute.
Can you tell me where the bar Staleys was located? All right, we look forward to the first answer and try to stay off of the Google machine.
I can't reach it from here, Lou.
Winner gets to take us to dinner.
So this would be a dinner, not just any meal for the Lou and the Commish contest. Of course.
Well, we're betting zero on lunches, right, so we might as well go to dinner.
All right, so there you go. If you can find any dinner available, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
I like to go to the Double Bubble. Anyway, it wasn't so. They played one season as the Staleys, and then because they were in Wrigley Field and the Chicago Cubs, they became the Bears. 1922, and they played at Wrigley Field till 1970. Lou, you could have seen a game at Wrigley Field between the Bears and the Packers.
Why would I have in 1970?
A young Lou coming to Chicago.
Yes.
So Lou, Sunday NFL picks. I heard you had kind of a downturn. This week.
Thank that lock. Go Rams.
So you got the lock, but only picked two right.
That's correct.
All right.
It's cut me out of the dunce.
All right, man. That's amazing that somebody could get two losses but still get the lock and stay out of the dunce.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
We'll move on.
I'm glad Jimmy Watts thought of that.
Lou, you're the League of the Week, the Alliance of American Football, the AAF. Lou, they played some games this year, but nobody knew. Did you know?
No.
All right. So they began on February 9th of this year, suspended play on April 2nd, and filed for bankruptcy April 17th. Lou, that's pretty fast litigation. How, when somebody files for bankruptcy that fast, what's going on?
Cartel money.
Now, here's their radical rule, Lou. The onside conversion, all right? Instead of getting an onside kick, the team can get the ball at their own 28, and they're essentially doing a 4th-and-12. So they get one play to keep the ball.
Or the other team gets it on the 28?
Yes.
Oh, I love that rule.
There you go. You can do it with 5 minutes left in the first half, and 2 minutes left in the first half, 5 minutes left in the second half. You can do it at any time. But otherwise, you have to be 17 points down. Do you like that rule, Lou?
Oh, 17 points down.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically giving the guys another score if you screw up
right.
Your 4th-and-12.
Yeah, that's kind of harsh.
All right, so, and guess what? The equipment was bought out of bankruptcy for $500,000.
By the XFL?
By a former arena football executive. So another league is to come, Lou. Another league is to come. The Sovereign, your official bar of the XFL. All right, Lou, finally your question of the week. What's the best food company to sponsor a football team today, and why?
I'm going with Tostitos.
Tostitos?
Yeah, I'm going with Tostitos. Those freaking scoopers? Excellent.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Outstanding week! And go, Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by those frickin' scoopers. When you need to be scooped, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou scoops you!